Be'ezat Hashem is talking begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam and Hilchos Beis Hamikdash, the laws of the Beis Hamikdash and the Sefer Avodah. We continue on the theme discussing other elements of the Beis Hamikdash, specifically the Menorah, the Shulchan, Mizbech HaPnimi, and the Kir. So Rambam begins in Halacha Aleph regarding the first one, that of the Menorah. HaMenorah, the candelabra, Mefereshet Tzurasa BaTorah. Its form is explicit in the Torah. And Ba'arba Gevim, there's on the Menorah, there's four goblets, Shnei Kaftorim, and two bulbs, knobs, type of a, like an apple, as Rambam is going to explain later on. And Ushnei Perachim, two flowers. Hoyu b'knei ha-menorah. So these, what we just mentioned, were all in the primary stem of the menorah, of the candelabra. Shnei Malachim says in the Pasuk in Shemais, of the menorah. And on the menorah, were arba givim u'shekadim. There were four goblets that were embossed, chiseled out. Kafteireh u'frecheh, its blossoms, and its bulbs, which the minimum of plural is two. Now, ba'od perach shlishi, there was a third flower. Ha'yisamach li'yirecha shemenorah was near the base of the menorah. Shemak, it says in the pasuk b'midbar, ad yirecha until the base, ad pircha until the flower, which is there on the bottom. Now, halacha beis v'shalosh raglayim ha'yilo. Now, there was three legs for the menorah. U'shlisha kaftoim acherim ha'yu b'knei menorah. Now, there was three other bulbs on the stem of the menorah. Besides that, which we said were on the stem, that from those three flowers, from those three bulbs, comes out these six stems. By each one of these three bulbs, there's like a knob, it comes out on either side, one a stem, which is 3 times 2 is going to be 6. Now, in each one of those branches, you had shleisha givim, 3 goblets, v'kavta v'ferach, and a bulb and a flower. V'akol m'shekadim, everything is embossed. K'mashkeidim masiyasim, the reason it's called m'shekadim is related to the word of almonds. It's made like those craftsmen that work with copper. They know how to hit it with a hammer until it actually makes it like small, like almonds. It's like shaped out, that you make a figure, and therefore it's coming from one element, and you carve out all those different entities that are in the menorah. Halacha Gimel Nanimtzis comes out. Kol Gvim, so the total of all the goblets are 22, because again, on every single branch there was 3 goblets, which is a total of 6 times 3 is 18. You had 4 in the primary stem of the menorah, and therefore that's 22 in total. Vaprochim, and the flowers, artisha, are 9, because you have 1 flower for every stem, that for every branch, that's 6. You have 2 in the primary stem, like it says, ufrachehu, which the general unspecified plural is 2, and that's 8. And we said, ad pircha, there is 1 on the bottom, so therefore there's 9. And v'kaftayrim, achad asr, and the bulbs are 11. Because you had 1 kafta for every branch, that's 6. You had 2 in the body of the menorah itself, like it says kafterah. And you have 3 that comes out from wherever the branches were coming out from. So that's a total of 11. Now, b'kul ma'akvim zazah, and every one of them withhold the validity of the other one. And even if missing one of these elements from all the 42, which is the goblets and the blossoms and the bulbs, ma'akvim is kulam, withhold the validity of the entirety of the menorah. Now, Allah Adal, the Rambam qualifies that this was all said when it's made out of gold. But Medvamum, when did we say this, that you make goblets and the bulbs and the flowers is kishasu itself, when you make it out of gold? Of shomin matachas, but all other types of metals, which we had said in Perek Aleph, that it could be any type of metal, then enoisim bagvim kaftar mefrachim. Then you wouldn't make it with goblets and with the bulbs and the flowers. And v'chein menor habazav. So too, if it's a candelabra coming out of gold, then tiyakula kikar, then the whole thing entirely should be a kikar, a talent of gold. Ibn Rasehah, together with its lamps. But tiyakula miksha menashasis, and it should all be embossed, carved out from a block. But v'shalsha minimatres, but all of the types of metals, imakbid amashkala, that were not particular about its weight, and ma'isach alul, and if it's hollow, share is going to be valid. Now, halacha hei, vein oisin oisil oilam in agudur tois, but we never make it out of broken pieces. Bein shayis shal zav, bein shayis shal shaman, shal shomini matachas, when you make it out of gold or any other type of metal, that it cannot be. Halacha vav, hamelkachayim, which are the tongs, which are used to take the wicks from the oil and to settle it in the opening of the lamp, and because you take it, it's called melkachayim. The hamachtois are these types of small shovels that they use to shovel out the ashes from the lamps, uchlei hashemen, and the vessels that hold the oil, in the mechlal ha-kikar. But we said that it's made out of a kikar, that's not including all its secondary vessels. So in number two, because the Torah says, zahavtar, pure gold. And then it says, makecha machdesel zahavtar. It says its tongs and its shovels are pure gold. And doesn't also mention its lamps as pure gold. Because the lamps are attached in the menorah, the hemaklal kikar, that's included in the kikar. But the other things, those other vessels, those, although they're secondary to the menorah, they're not included in that we said it has to be made out of that one kikar. Halacha Zayin, Rambam tells what's ma'akiv, what's integral for the construction of the menorah. So shibbis kenei ha-menorah, the seven branches of the menorah, ma'akven zezeh, that withhold the validity of one or the other. B'shivas nevirseh ha-makman zezeh, and the seven lamps, which is on the top where you put the oil and the wicken, they're also ma'akiv one with the other. And b'sh ha'isa shal zav, whether it's made out of gold, b'sh ha'isa shal shomim nematakas, whether it's made out of any other metal. And b'chal ha'ner is kevum ba'kanim, and all the lamps are affixed on the branches, meaning at the top of every single branch, there was a ner, a lamp, which is type of like a receptacle where you put the oil and the wicken over there. Halacha ches, sheishas ha'neiris ha'kavuim b'sheishas ha'konim ha'yitim nemneirah. So the six lamps which are attached to the six branches that come out of the menorah, kulan, all of them, peneim, they face lanerim tzai to the middle lamp, shalkanei menorah, which is on the primary stem of the menorah. Meaning, in other words, all the wicks are facing towards the middle one. V'zeh hanerim tzai, and this middle one, that all of them are facing that middle one, pandav keneged kodesh kodeshim, its face, in other words, its wick, is facing towards the holies of holies, towards the west. And this middle lamp is what's called Neimar Rabbi, the western lamp, where because it's facing towards the west. Halacha tes hagviim. Now the Rambam explains what these are. What we had mentioned are in the menorah. So hagviim, the goblets are daimim lechaisis Alexandria. They're similar to the Alexandrian cups. Shapi and rochav, where the opening, the mouth of the goblet is wide. Vishalein katsa, and the bottom is narrow. Vakavtoyim, and the bulbs that are on embossed in the menorah are kamin tapuchim kareisim, are like these kareisi apples, which kareisi is the name of the place. Shehem arukim ma'at, they're a little bit long. Kibeya, like an egg. Sheshnei rishay kadim, which its two ends are round. Vaprochim, and these flowers are kamay pirchei amudim, are like the flowers of a column, which when you emboss in a wall, shehem kimin ka'ara, like in a pillar, shehem kimin ka'ara, where it's like a bowl, usfasa kful luchotz, and it has its edge doubled on to the outside. That's the types of flowers that were on the menorah. Now, Loch Yud Ram tells us the dimensions of the menorah. Geiva ha-menorah, the height of the menorah, ha-yishmoy nasetefach, was 18 tefachim high. Haraglayim va-perach, you had the legs and the flower on the bottom. They were a height of shleisha tefachim, of three tefachim, three hand breaths. Ushnei tefachim chalak. So Ram starting from the bottom up to show how we have this height of 18 tefachim, which is just three amas. Ushnei tefachim chalak, and you have two tefachim that's empty, nothing on it, nothing embossed. V'tefach, then you have a tefach, a hand breath, shabay gavi kaf teferach, that you have the goblet, the bulb, and the flower. And then v'tefachim chalak, and you have two tefachim of empty space. Then you have v'tefach, a tefach of kafter, of a that of a bulb, and you have the two branches on either side coming out of it. One going this way, one going that way. And then they go up on the slant, going up to the height of where the menorah is, because you have the whole top equal. And then again, going up in the middle branch, you have a tefach chalak, then you have an empty tefach. Then you have a tefach, you have another tefach, a hand breath, which is again, kafter. You have a bulb, and you have the two branches coming out of it, one this side, one the other side. Again, those stems, those branches continue going up to the height of the menorah. And then b'tefach chalak, again, continue in the middle of the stem, you have an empty tefach. And then b'tefach, and then again you have a tefach kafter, or shnei kan miyazmen, again you have the bulb, and there are two branches coming out of it. One going this side, one going that side. And they continue going up to the height of the menorah. Then you have a tefach chalak, you have two tefachim empty. And you have remaining three tefachim to the top of the menorah. Shebehem, then on them are shleisha gvim kafter farach. You have the three goblets, a bulb, and a flower that makes up the height of the menorah. Now halachi enough, the even hoysel of the menorah. There was a stone in front of the menorah. Uva shalosh malas, and on the stone there was three steps. Shaleh koin omer, that on that the koin would stand. Umeitiv as an eres, and he would clean out the lamps. And he would also put on the klishamna, all the vessels, the oil receptacles, makachel, and the tongs, makhtaseh, and the shovels, b'shasatava, at the time when he was cleaning out the menorah. Now the Rambam moves on to the shulchan that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashulchan, the table, hoya arkei shnei moser tefach, had a length of 12 tefachim, b'ruch b'shish tefachim, and had a width of 6 tefachim, like the pasuk says in Shemais, amasayim arkei, 2 amas' length, which is that of 12 tefachim, and an amarach b'aman is width, again, according to Meir, that says that we go with the amas of the kalim, are 6 tefachim. Now, b'hayimunach arkei, its length was placed, lo'erich habayis, to the length of the Beis HaMikdash, b'ruch b'aloch habayis, and the width of the shulchan is along the width of the Beis HaMikdash. And Machin Sharkar like Himshab Migdash showed to the other vessels, which are the other tables that were there in the Beis HaMikdash. Arkon Arkar Shalbayas, their length was along the length of the Beis HaMikdash. Barachim Larich Abayas, and the width was along the width of the Beis HaMikdash. Chutz min Arkon, except for the Ark, Shoye Arkon Larich Abayas, its length was actually along the width of the Beis HaMikdash. And Machin Nir to Menaira. Another exception is the lamps of the Menaira, Kenegid Rech Abayas, that they go parallel along the width of the Beis HaMikdash, Bein Atzav and Bein Adam, between north and south. Halacha Yigimel, now, Arba Snifim Shel Zahav, there was these four types of poles made out of gold that Hayu LaShulchan, that the table had, which was standing on the ground, going till above the top of the Shulchan, correlating to the height of where the highest breads were on the Shulchan, which were Mefutzalim. There were these holes inside these four golden poles, Birashehem, on their top, in other words, on that part of them that went above the shulchan, that's where they had these holes in them, because they would lean on those holes in those stands, the two orders of the showbreads, which you had shnai misei dezeh, mishnai misei dezeh. You had two from this order, and you had two from this order, meaning you had four, where you had two on one and one on two and another one on other two. In other words, each one had 14 holes, which was like the amount of rods that we put inside, as we'll see in the next halacha. And the heman hanemar matar, these are what's called the Torah uksoisav, which is also related to the word of kasha, was because since you had these stands, they made the bread hard and they supported that it shouldn't break. So that was the four stands that were on the sides of the shulchan, where, as we continue halachah yadal, the esim mishmain the kan mishalzav. Now there were these 28 rods of gold. Kol echad mem kechatzi kanachal. Each one of them was like a half of a hollow reed, which it split along its length, which are these half pipes. Hoyuloy that it had arba asal seidazet. You had 14 of these rods for this order, because there was two orders of the shulchan of the breads. There was these 12 breads, 6 and 6. And there was 14 for this order of the breads. V'abosel seidazeh, and there was 14 for the other order. V'hem nekrama, and these rods are called menachiyosim. The Torah they're called because they keep the breads clean from not becoming moldy, because it gives space between the layers of the breads. Now, yoseh reshnei habezichin, you had the two spoons, that you put the frankincense on the shulchan, but tzad ha-merachah is on the side of these orders of the breads, which they would sacrifice every single Shabbos as a recollection for the bread, because the bread was eaten by the kohanim, but it's like the kaimitz of a mincha is what this levaina was. And hein hanekram kapoisav, the palms, the bowls, that's what the bezichim were called in the Torah. And then you have atifusim, you have the molds, sha'isim lechem upon that you would make the showbreads in, which had a special shape, hein hanekram kareisav, those are called its plates. Now, halacha says of elu harba aser kan, these 14 rods, how was it used? So nice nachal b'shoyin al asma shalshochan. So first, the first of the six breads that there were on each order, the first bread was put onto the table itself. Then, but nice nachal b'shoyin yoshniyah shleishakam. Then you put between the first bread and the second bread on top of that, instead of it laying on it and cracking it, they put these three rods, and again that went into these snifim of gold, which were these four poles that you could stick the rods into. So, you put between the first bread and the second bread, three rods. So too, between each and every bread, there was three rods. Now, but between the fifth and the sixth bread, you only put two rods. And the reason, there's nothing on top of the sixth one, so you don't have to have such strong of a support. So Nimzu comes out. Every single order of the breads had 14 rods that separated one bread from the other one. Now, halacha design, there was additionally Ushnei Shulchan Nishayibu Ulman Bifnim. Besides the main Shulchan, which where the breads were on, there was two other tables that were in the antechamber from the inside, Al Pesach HaBayit, by entryway of the Beis HaMikdash. Echad Shashayish, one was made out of marble. Noisin Lav Lechem Apan Mechnesasai, that they would put the showbreads on when they were bringing it in, because they would bake it and they would bring it in. Vechad Shazam, and one on gold. Noisin Lav Lechem Mitzasai, you would put the bread on it when you were leaving. And the reason why the one coming in was marble and coming out was gold is because you have to elevate in status in holy things. So when it was after the Shulchan, it has to go up to gold. But you can't take it down. So it's got to go up from marble to gold. And when it's on the Shulchan, it has to go on the way out on gold too. Now, Aloch Yitzan Rebbe continues regarding another Mizbech, besides the one we spoke about in the previous parak, that known as the Mizbech HaKetoris, the Mizbech of the incense, which is where they would burn the incense of the Keteris Asam. That's the only thing that the Mizbech was primarily used for. It was also called Mizbech HaZob, the gold Mizbech, because it was made out of sheet and wood, but it was plated with gold. It was also called Mizbech HaPanimi, because it was in the inside, not like the other one was on the outside in the Azara. This Mizbech HaYimeruba Amalama, it was a squared Amma by an Amma. V'hu Nasin Bahechal, and it was placed in the sanctuary. Mechuvan Bein Atzav and Adarm, it was precisely in the middle between the north and the south of the Beis HaMikdash. Mashach Bein HaShulchan Mamanei Lechot, pulled, drawn a little bit towards the outside, towards the Azara, from between the Shulchan and Menorah. Shulchan was on the right, and Menorah on the left. Now, Ushloshin, the three of them, Hayumanachan, they were placed Mishlish HaHechal B'lifnim, at least from a third into the Hechel, Keneged HaPareches, facing the curtain, Hamavgabim, the Kodesh, and the Kodesh Kodeshim, that separated between the Kodesh, which is the Hechel, and the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Halach Yitches, the Ram concludes with Hakir, regarding the water basin. Hayulish Neimos Adad had three tabs, faucets, Kedeshiyu Kolakam Moeskim Matamim, so that all the Kahanim that are engaged in the Karban Tumah, where there was 12 Kahanim that would do the service of the Karban Tumah, besides for the one who slaughtered, who doesn't need Kedesh Damer Glam, because it's actually valid even with a non Kohen, that Mekach Menike Echad, that they could all sanctify their hands and the feet at the same time for the Karban Tumah. Now, Umuchni Asulai, now they made a certain mechanism for this Kir, Shiyu Bahamayim Tumah, that the water should always be in this Muchni, the way the Rambam understands what Muchni is, which it's the tank, the reservoir for the water, bichol, and that was a unconsecrated vessel. It was mundane, and the reason that is that the water inside of it should not become invalidated by being left out overnight. The reason is shakir, because the water basin itself is mekleah kodesh, from the consecrated vessels, and therefore mekadesh sanctifies what's inside of it. Bichol debashi is kadesh bekli kodesh, and whatever becomes sanctified from a holy vessel, im longav stays it overnight, nizel becomes invalidated. But you always have to have water, so they would have it in this tank of this muchni. And then they would go ahead and it wouldn't become invalidated because it's in a clay chayil. And then they would put it into the kir when they need it without leaving it out overnight.